This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Indian cargo vessel Nanda Devi, carrying 46,000 metric tons of LPG, has safely arrived at Vadinar port in Devbhumi, Dwarka district of Gujarat from Qatar this morning after crossing the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing tensions in West Asia. Dindayal Port Authority Chairman Sushil Kumar Singh announced that the LPG of mother vessel Nanda Devi will be transferred to smaller vessels for delivery to Ennore in Tamil Nadu and Haldia in West Bengal. Yesterday, Indian cargo vessel Shivalik, carrying LPG from Qatar, safely arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat. Both shipments are set to significantly bolster the national gas reserves. Another Indian flagged vessel, Jaglarki, with 81,000 tons of crude oil, is also en route to India. The government has clarified that LPG biometric Aadhaar authentication is only required for unauthenticated LPG customers. In a social media post, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said this is not a fresh direction and is part of the government's efforts to encourage more LPG consumers to complete biometric Aadhaar authentication. Non-Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana customers who have done it before need not do it again. Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana customers need to do it only once every financial year and only for receiving targeted direct benefit transfer subsidies after 7 refills for the 8th and 9th refill. The clarification is in regard to news reports circulating on the issue of biometric Aadhaar authentication for LPG consumers. A tragic landslide incident occurred at Niti Vihar, Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh at around 4 p.m. on 16th March during the construction of a retaining wall. Despite a swift response and efforts by the district administration, police, SDRF teams and all emergency responders, 4 lives were lost. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Panayak, has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives. Chief Minister has extended condolence and also announced an ex gratia of rupees 4 lakh to be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. Additionally, rupees 16,000 will be extended to the injured as per admissibility, along with necessary medical assistance. The Arunachal Pradesh government has transferred and posted 27 senior police officers, including several from the IPS and State Police Service cadre. The transfers were ordered by the governor following a police establishment board meeting held recently, according to an official notification issued by the State Home Department. According to the notification, the reshuffle has been done to streamline police administration and bolster the law and order machinery in the state. Senior IPS officer Chinmoy Biswal has been appointed as IGP Security Crime, while Joy Tirki has been assigned the charge of DIG HQ Additional. Mangesh, an IPS officer from Delhi, will take over as DIG Tirap Changlang Lohit Districts. Achin Garg has been posted as SP Crime, and Ajitha Chipiala will take charge as SP SIT Cyber Crime. Degyo Gumja has been appointed as SP of the Special Task Force, and Sipraj Parme will be the new SP for SDRF, Home Guards and Civil Defence. West Asia witnessed a sharp escalation today as coordinated aerial attacks targeted Iraq and Doha in Qatar, signalling a widening regional conflict involving the United States, Israel and Iran. In Baghdad, the United States Embassy inside the fortified Green Zone came under a fresh barrage of drones and rockets, the second such attack in 3 days. Mm-hmm. Earlier, a drone strike hit the Al Rashid Hotel, which often hosts foreign diplomats, while another attack in the Al Jadiriya district killed 4 people, reportedly including Iranian military advisors. The escalation follows reports of the killing of Abu Ali al-Askari, a senior figure in the Iran-backed Khatib Hezbollah. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the Indian economic situation continues to be strong despite the ongoing crisis in West Asia. He said this while replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The Lok Sabha revoked the suspension of 8 opposition MPs today after the House unanimously adopted a motion in this regard. The motion was moved by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, proposing termination of the suspension of the members with immediate effect. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja Waring, Gurjeet Singh Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prasanth Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan of CPI. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.